On June 24th at 3 p.m, a special event began at Hawcourt Park in Barrow. The event was a 24-hour football match, raising money for four good causes. The causes selected were St Mary's Hospice, the Barrow Food Bank, the Pitch Up Future Stars Fund, a fund aiming to provide platforms for children in the Furness area to achieve their dreams, be it sporting or academic. And the other cause was a fund to one day bring a state-of-the-art 4G playing surface to the Barrow area. The chief organiser of the event is Craig Rutherford, who is the manager of the Barrow Community Sports Trust. It's the third year that the event has been held. Despite the previous 2 years, there were certainly nerves ahead of it starting.
The nerves are all right with regards to the football, but just not how my body's going to cope with it this year. We're a year older since last year. We've not played as much football as we normally would have if we were still playing, so I suppose from that point of view, the nerves are there. It's exciting though, to be fair. Watch everyone arrive now, pitching the tents up, getting ready. The work that Hawcourt have done with marking the pitches, and they've stored a lot of waters and energy drinks for us so far, and we've broke the 5,000 mark this morning. So it's things like that for me, which is why I love living where we live in Barrow. The people get behind things and support each other, and this weekend's going to be a great example of that. Yeah, we've got two teams playing against each other who, don't get me wrong, both want to win, but they'll get each other through it, and the camaraderie will be great through the weekend.
The fundraising target set by the organisers was £10,000. Before a ball was even kicked, they had already exceeded over half of it.
Oh, it's blown me away, and I think it's blew everybody else away as well. Tom Haywood's in a similar position to me, where he's had first-hand experience of what St Mary's Hospice does for patients and families. So to see us break the halfway mark of our target before a ball's kicked, it's ridiculous, to be honest. It's just amazing. So hopefully we can make Tom's mother-in-law proud, and my father-in-law proud, and everyone else who's been affected by that horrible disease. We can make them proud and raise as much money as we can over this next 24 hours.
The game would be 9-a-side to start with, allowing players to rotate. And from midnight into the early hours of the morning, dubbed the graveyard shift, the pitch would be bought in and would become a 5-a-side game. However, the side of the pitch certainly threw up the first obstacle.
It does look quite big, I'm not going to lie, so we might have to go 6-a-side through the night. But at the end of the day, we can move the goals further forward and things like that. But again, I'm going to blame Stephen Gill for that one. He sent the dimensions to Hawcourt, so I'm going to throw him under the bus live on radio. But all seriousness, if we need to make it smaller, we'll make it smaller, we'll make do. But it's just another fine example of the work that Hawcourt Park have done to get this going. You know, the hours they've put in to mark the pitches, get the goals ready for us. They're setting fridges up for people to buy things. The bar's going to be open. It's a community effort. So that's what makes me excited to take part in it. And obviously the causes we're doing it for will get us through it.
The game got underway at 3 p.m. in blistering Barrow sunshine. Due to the good weather, spectators arrived in their droves to cheer on the efforts of the players. One of those players is a 24-hour game veteran in Barrow Police Liaison Officer Ricky Wallbank, who also helped in organising the event.
Well, I've always played a bit of football throughout my life, and then obviously 3 years ago we started this, me, Craig and Gilly, and it's just nice to do something a bit different with football, and the amount of money we've raised so far over the 3 years is just phenomenal, and we've already seen what it's giving back to grassroots football in the area. Obviously we've seen referees being put through courses for junior football in the area within the last 12 months, so it's nice to see the money that we've raised has gone back into grassroots football.
I like the way that you mentioned the referee there, because I just saw a couple of minutes of your performance out there, and you have any much better in the referees, it has to be said.
Well, when I'm off duty, lads, I like to marshal the game myself and tell the ref my thoughts. It was never a free kick or a penalty when he gave that one down there, by the way. So I had to tell him. Do you know what? It's massive, and like I say, the third year we've done it, and like I say, we've only been doing it what, half an hour so far this year, and looking at the numbers that are here already, I know that the weather obviously helps a bit, but looking at the numbers that we've turned out every year from organising it, and you come up to the first 24 hours before the event and you think, oh goodness, why are we doing this again? And then you kick off and you see everyone here and you think, yeah, it's worth it. And then obviously with the funds that are going in as well, it is all worth it for a good cause.
And as a member of the planning committee, he also gave us an insight into how much work and preparation goes in to making an event like this possible.
There's so much that does go into the background, and I want to say a massive shout out to Rudds and Gilly. I do a little bit, but Rudds and Gilly, the amount of work that goes in, not just getting the stuff ready for the players, but the planning, the stuff that's going to the council, to organise with Hawcourt Park, to get food sponsors, to get water for all the players, stay hydrated, because at the end of the day, they're putting their bodies on the line as well for 24 hours. It is a really hard task. Spoke to one of the players before we started, so it's his first year he's done it. And he said, how can you prepare for it? And simply, you can't prepare for it. It is a very strange experience. It's the first time we've properly set this year the players a little task of having to get X amount sponsorship, and every single one of them has pulled through, and that's why we're going to be on for another great total raised that in the coming weeks when we see the final total. Credit to all the players for chipping into their part, as well as like the match day sponsors and even like the companies that have like supplied us lighting for the 24 hours as well, on top of the food donations and things like that. It's massive to see Barrow as a whole coming together for a great cause. I mean, it is a game of football, but it isn't just a game of football. There is an end product with giving back to the community as well.
It wasn't just the players and the spectators that were enjoying the event. The sponsors themselves were there showing the amazing backing that they'd already given. One of those is Phil Collier, a local businessman in Barrow, who has been involved from the start.
I've been friends with Craig Rutherford for a long time, and when Craig was just talking about it right at the very beginning, I mean, Craig didn't ask me. I just said to him, well, look, you're going to need some sponsorship, so let's get involved right from the very beginning. It's community, it's sport, it's charities, and they're three things that locally tick every box for me. It's absolutely fabulous. I mean, what these guys do, and firstly in terms of organising it and everything that goes into that is pretty awesome. But then when you come down and, you know, you start at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and finishing at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, to put that kind of effort in, every single one of those guys on there needs a mention. I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. I mean, we've got a great community in Barrow, let's be honest. I've been here, what, 23 years now? This is my home. I like to think I'm officially adopted Barrovian by now. I just think that the community here is absolutely fabulous and remind me a lot of where I come from originally in Liverpool in terms of that community spirit. And it really shows at events like this. And if events like this then help to sort of galvanise that and sort of, you know, just move things further forward yet still, then absolutely brilliant. And I think with everything that's going on in the town at the moment, I think Barrow is a fabulous place for everybody to be.
So the big question was, as one of the main sponsors, would Phil be joining in with the mammoth effort of staying for the entire 24 hours?
We'll be here for most of it. I won't be staying overnight. I'm here for most of it, but I will be back down tomorrow. And apparently I'm scheduled to make a cameo appearance for the last 10 minutes tomorrow, and that should be fun. It's probably about 40 years since I last kicked a ball in anger, so a bit of trepidation, even though it's only 10 minutes.
I'm sure you'll be looking forward to taking advantage of the fact that though you've got players out there that have been involved for a good course of a day.
I still think they'll be fitter and better than I will be then.
It wasn't just amateur players involved. Jason Walker, a player who needs very little introduction for his Wembley heroics for Barrow in 2010, laced up his boots for the event.
I've been asked to do it like each year and other charity stuff, and I've never really done a game for charity, I'll be totally honest. Not that I didn't want to or anything, but with being full time and stuff, I couldn't risk it. And to be fair, I was going to play last year, my first year, but I was still involved with Hulk, had a little hamstring injury and I couldn't really play, so it's great to be involved. My brother plays in goal, so he's forewarned me what it's going to be like, but we're only an hour down and I can feel my legs already, but nah, it's great. And obviously the crowd that are coming as well and the support is for it is amazing, and Wembley doesn't prepare you for this, but it's all for a good cause. It's amazing to see you. I spoke to him this morning, I was like, is it that bad? And he went, it's not nice, like, to be fair. And I was like, all right, he would tell me the truth. If he thought it wasn't that bad, he would tell me as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a bit of a tough one. But, like I say, if we can get something out of it, raise as much funds as we can, then absolutely, it's all worth it. And even if we're walking, like, stiff for the next 3-4 days, it's all worth it.
And as a local footballer who managed to make a good journey in the game, he was very passionate about money going towards making dreams come true for other local children.
Hopefully they'll be better than me as well. No, that's what it's for, and not just me, Georgia Stanways, or not even for football, it's anything, any sport that we can help with. Like, we're a big rugby town as well, if we can unearth more talent, that'd be great. Like we say, there's loads of them. I do one-to-ones with a girl called Martha that travels from Milham, that travels to Manchester for Man United 4 times a week, and something like that would benefit her, and that's what we do it for. And there's lots of girls around here and lots of boys around here that travel and try and make ends meet to get there, and they do the best for the kids with parents, and that's what it's for, and hopefully this helps you.
Also featuring alongside the former Bluebirds forward was a current semi-professional player, Workington Reds midfielder Brad Hubbold, fresh from celebrating his side's promotion heroics this season back into the Northern Premier League Premier Division, is just a week away from making a return to pre-season training for Reds. He also turned up to play his part in the 24-hour game. Hubbold has featured in the previous two 24-hour games and gave his thoughts on his previous experiences.
It was quite a good laugh to see a lot of the lads again and just get to keep each other going. Bit of a slower pace, which is nicer, but it's the dreaded night shift you don't look forward to there. That's the time when it gets hard and that's when it mentally gets to you, but everyone just drags each other through from both sides. So it'll be interesting to see what happens a bit later on. body's tire. You can't train for this. It's not the nicest thing I could get involved in. Last 2 years have been grim in the middle of the night, but then when you finally get to the last few hours, it's all brilliant. So great causes, the money's going toward, and like so Rudders, Gilly and Ricky said, fantastic to get it organised again. It takes a lot of doing, and like we say, we've got a lot of new faces this year. A lot of people are going to get some sore bodies by Monday when they go to work.
Eventually the sun started to set, and the bright shining sun was replaced by the shimmer of the stars in the sky. The delivery of 56 pizzas from a local takeaway gave the players a bit more strength to get through what was certainly a tough time ahead as we entered the dreaded graveyard shift.
We're at that stage now, but it gets to the point where you think, oh, we're never going to do it again. And we fought that last 2 years, and we're at that stage right now. However, for our team, we're more organised than we've ever been in this respect, because we normally, as we call it, the graveyard shift. We normally just play ad hoc and come on whenever, whereas we've actually split it into four teams, so you know you've got a couple of hours rest in between stints in the graveyard shift, shall we say. The floodlights are on, they've been kind of generated, so that's covering the whole pitch for us, that's decent. And even though we're a little bit behind, morale's quite good. It's in this stage in the night that me and Rudds over the last couple of years have reminisced back and thought about and talked about the night shift, and we have, so there'll be some good moments through here that we'll remember forever, to be fair.
Around 5 a.m, the sun once again rose upon Hawcourt Park. Volunteers arrived with coffees, teas, even breakfast buns were provided from a local cafe as the players, albeit at this time weary, continued to fight through. At around 9 a.m, supporters once again started to return to the sidelines as the players start to see the finishing line in sight.
We've come out the night shift now. It's come daylight again, the sun's shining, and seeing everyone's faces, the camaraderie, and it's what it's all about. It's been good fun so far. Like I say, we're on the final stretch now, under 6 hours to go. Plenty of money being raised, plenty of banter and competitiveness on the pitch. It's been good so far, mate. There's people starting to turn up again now, and that just cheers us up for the final push.
You've been involved in all three of these events now. I mean, just what is it now in the case of these final hours that does motivate you to get through?
To be fair, it's the thought of finishing, if I'm honest. But it's a competitive edge. I mean, I think at the moment we're behind. It sounds a lot, but behind by 19. But at some point during the night shift, we were about 40 odd behind. So momentum's we just scored again there. Look. But momentum is currently with us, so we still fancy a sniff of the win, to be fair.
More hours passed as the players grew nearer and nearer to their final target. The original plan was that as soon as the sun came out on the Sunday, they'd revert back to 9-a-side and the pitch would be extended back to its full length. But the weariness had really taken its toll at the players by this point, so a decision was made to continue as they were, using the smaller pitch that was used for the graveyard shift, continuing with their five-a-side with rolling substitutes. For most of the game, they managed to avoid the elements as well that had been forecasted. But in true Cumbrian style, the final moments of the game would see the rain start to pour. But it wasn't just the rain that filled the Hawcourt Park pitch, as five-a-side suddenly became a complete free-for-all, with every player who had been involved entering the field for the final moments.
We enter the final 5 minutes here at Hawcourt Park, a grueling test of everything you could possibly think of. It's gone on for 23 hours and 55 minutes so far. It started at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon on the 24th of the June in blistering sunshine, sadly ending with the clouds gathering in, drops of rain starting to fall. Looked as though at one point they were going to avoid the worst of the elements. The only real downpour that they had was during the twilight shift, as you could say, from midnight onwards, where a bit of a shower fell. For the most part, it's been played in absolute glorious sunshine. Spectators still here though to observe the final minutes of this task, and what we've got in front of us right now is scenes that you can only picture in a school playground, because every single player that has represented their sides throughout this challenge is now out on the pitch, and it's making it a bit of fun for the people watching on, a bit of fun for the players as well, who are certainly showing the weariness but just trying to drag out the last bits of enjoyment. It's an event which has raised over £6,000 so far for the four fantastic causes involved: St Mary's Hospice, the Barrow Food Bank, the Pitch Up Future Stars Fund, which is a funding operation to hopefully unearth more talent from the Furness area, and that's not just in sport, also in other environments as well, writing, even broadcast journalism, hoping to unearth some future stars in and around the Furness area, and all the money certainly will go to some good cause towards that, and also the hope of bringing a 4G playing surface to the Barrow area. It's been an event that's been well supported. I've stayed here pretty much for the best part of it, the twilight session, everyone camping out. There was even spectators turning up probably on the end of their nights out, or maybe even before they ventured into town, just to show their own support and really G up the players who are out there. It has been a massive test of endurance. There's been players dropping left, right and centre through various injuries, as you would expect, but as I say, each and every one of them is out there now for this final 5 minutes, just joining in. I'm very, very sure there'll be some well-deserved drinks, there'll be some very much well-deserved resting as soon as the final whistle does go. Hawcock Park have certainly done the work to look after the players. They kept facilities open throughout the night. Sad that the rain is starting to come down a bit heavier now as we enter the final 30 seconds now, as the Barrow and District Junior football team just grabbed themselves another goal. And there we go, the final whistle has gone. The applause echoing around the Hawcock Park area. Both sets of players congratulating each other. So regardless of the scoreline, it is the Barrow and District Junior team that have made it 2-1 in terms of the trilogy of these events. But each and every player now showing camaraderie there, congratulating each and every one of them. Well, as the rain really does start to come down here now at Hawcock Park, I'm going to venture my way into the centre circle just to try and grab a few words with, as I say, both managers, just so that everyone can get themselves back in the dry very, very soon. Going to start first and foremost with the winning manager,
yes,
of course, Steve Gill. And Steve, I mean, it's the third year of doing this event, and despite the rain, you almost avoided it. What a fantastic event it's been.
Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant. Like, over the last 3 years, I think we were just talking to Craig Rudders before, it's over 20 grand we've raised for charity, which is brilliant, and you can see, like, the effort it's gone to. People can hardly walk now. We were lucky with the weather. Last 10 seconds, I think, the heavens have opened. But, yeah, absolutely brilliant event for raising money for the St Mary's Hospice and the food bank. Excellent.
And, of course, it's not just that as well. It's just the way that it's brought the community together, hasn't it? I mean, even during the twilight hours, I mean, I was here myself. The amount of people that were even just popping in maybe on the way home from nights out, or even on the way on for a night out, just to show the support for you.
Absolutely, yeah. There was people turning up at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock. There was families there till 11, 12 o'clock at night. But, yeah, it's been brilliant. So many people come down and supported it. It's great. It's brilliant.
Will it be number 4?
After the first one, I said never again. And then I said the same again after the second one. I spoke to Rudders before. Maybe it's the third and final one, who knows? We'll see what happens.
But certainly, if it is to be the last one, I mean, what a way to go out on as well. As you say, the amount of support you've had, and the fact, as you say there, £20,000 for, you know, four fantastic causes as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm absolutely goosed, to be honest. Like, everyone's just walking around like zombies. It's just a bit overwhelming how much money we've raised. I think this one alone, I think it's over 6 grand at the minute. And hopefully we can still do the sponsorship after this event now and still try and get a little bit more and push for that. So, yeah, it's been good.
I mean, one final point as well for you being involved in the Barrow District Junior League as well. I mean, one of the big aims of these fundraising efforts is to try and get that 4G facility for playing. I mean, how beneficial would that be for an area like Barrow?
Oh, it's absolutely massive. You go out of town and there's 3G facilities everywhere just to try and get those regular games on. And it's really important for the town to get that facility here for the grassroots football, just to make sure that these kids can play regular football week in, week out. And it's much needed, definitely, 100%.
Well, massive congratulations on the efforts, also on the win as well. Yeah. Superb efforts all around, Steve.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much. All right, cheers.
There we go. That was Steve Gill, the manager of the Barrow and District Junior side. Now going to venture back across the pitch now into a bit of a covered area where hopefully I'll be able to catch a few words with Craig Rutherford. Of course, the first person that we spoke to as well was Craig prior to its start, and he was on Richard at breakfast at 9:15 yesterday morning. You were on with me around about 2:00 yesterday afternoon. Finally, you've got through it. I'm not going to ask how you're feeling, because I'm very sure that we all know the answer to that. But in terms of the success of the event as well, I mean, how do you feel on that way?
I think I'm blown away by, if you look at the 3 years, we get emotional now. We've raised 20 grand for amazing charities, and I'm knackered and I'm crying. Oh, God.
I think everyone will certainly say that you deserve that. I mean, the efforts that everyone has shown today isn't, well, not just today, but over the course of the whole 24 hours. I mean, the man next year here, Ricky, who's very much played a good hands-on part as well in organising it, along with yourself and Steve Gill as well. I mean, what a successful event, and even the support that you've got throughout the days.
Unbelievable, the support. Couldn't have done it without Ricky or Gilly, though. Absolute trio, weren't we? To be fair, the work that's gone into getting it done, he's mad, isn't it?
Honestly, Craig's done tremendous. Absolute, the amount of work he's put in. Yeah, me and Gilly have helped, but it's all come from Craig, last 3 years. Absolute credit.
Over 20 grand, mate.
I know, that's mad. Finishing with downpour of rain.
And it's just simply the fact as well, as you say, they're £20,000 over 3 years. I mean, what great work that money will go to. Yes. I mean, for the two main charities for this year's event, but also the two projects that you're very much hands-on working on, the Future Stars Fund, and also trying to bring that fantastic facility to this town.
Yeah, the Future Stars Fund's a brilliant one for everybody. Just, we know many young people have got so much aspiration and dreams to achieve something, and you know, the financial crisis we've got at the minute and the cost of living. So anything we can add to that fund to help young people progress will be amazing. St Mary's Hospice going to get a good chunk. Food Bank going to get a good chunk. That 3Gs, we need a lot of money for that. We've got a bit for it, haven't we? But yeah, over the moon. The support has been unreal. Speechless. I can't talk.
The big question is, Craig, before you get off, I've asked Steve already, will it happen again?
No. No, I can't do it again.
I'll second that. No. That's it now.
Nah, my feet had gone in a foot transplant.
But I suppose it's one of those, isn't it, where maybe not a 24-hour game, but certainly we'll there must be more things in the pipeline.
We'll do something, definitely, yeah. Yeah, we'll always go. We're through the charity. We'll support our locality as much as we can. So, yeah, we'll do something, but I don't think we'll do that.
Certainly, Craig, massive congratulations on what's been a massive effort from everyone involved. And, as you say, £20,000... What great work that's going to go to.
Amazing. A big thanks to you as well, mate. You spent the 24 hours with us, so you know, that's absolutely
everyone,
class.
Adam's birthday today as well.
Yeah.
So
happy birthday,
Adam.
Brilliant. Well done, mate. Top man. Well done.
Massive congratulations.
So it's fair to say that the 24-hour game proved to be a massive success. The target they set was £10,000, and already they're not too far away from matching that. Over £7,000 has currently been pledged, with a lot more most likely still to come. And regardless of the fact that they won't be doing it again, a legacy has certainly been left, with over £20,000 made for some amazing charities over the course of the 3 years. Huge congratulations to Craig Rutherford, to Steve Gill, to Ricky Wallbank for being part of an amazing committee to make these games happen. And of course, massive congratulations to all the players that were involved, all the sponsors as well that have done their part in making an outstanding contribution to society. The trilogy ends, but I'm very, very sure the legacy will continue.